Revelation, chapter 11. And there was given me a reed like a rod, and one said, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and the barrier within it. And the court which is outside the temple leave out, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the nations, and they will tread the holy city underfoot 42 months. And I will give to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, who stand before the Lord of the earth. And if any man desires to hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies, and if any man will desire to hurt them, in this manner must he be killed. These have the power to shut the heaven, that it not rain during the days of their prophecy, and they have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every plague, as often as they will desire. And when they will have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war with them, and overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. And from among the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations do men look at their dead bodies 3.5 days, and do not allow their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. And those who dwell on the earth rejoice over them, and make merry, and they will send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. And after the 3.5 days the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who watched them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemies watched them. And in that hour there was a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell, and there were killed in the earthquake 7,000 names of men, and the rest were frightened, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The 2nd woe is past, look, the 3rd woe comes quickly. And the 7th angel sounded, and there followed great voices in heaven, and they said, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, who sit before God on their thrones, fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Yahweh, the God of hosts, who are and who were, because you have taken your great power, and you have begun to reign. And the nations were angry, and your wrath came, and the time of the dead to be judged, and the time to give their reward to your slaves the prophets, and to the saints, and to those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. And the temple of God that is in heaven was opened, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant, and there followed lightnings, and voices, and thunders, and an earthquake, and great hail.